The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Apparently industrial relations problems developing over the Leaving Cert reform package and the schism now between the two main teachers' unions. This is according to reporting from the education editor of the Irish Times, Carl O'Brien, who's with us this morning. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Anton.
Carl, the ASTI has voted against accepting the Leaving Cert reform package. Why?
So the ASTI is unhappy with this support package for a bunch of reasons. And really their concerns are wider than this just support package. It's around the entire Leaving Cert reform. So to anyone who's not familiar with what these Leaving Cert reforms are, basically it's 100 years since the Leaving Cert was introduced. We're now talking about changing a lot of the fundamental structures that have remained in place for the past century. And they are ensuring that all students will get a minimum of 40% of their marks accumulated before they even enter the exam hall. And that could be projects, practical work, or research. So those changes are due to start to roll out in September for fifth year students. So this is a big change, but the teachers are unhappy because they're concerned about the capacity of schools to deliver this kind of change. They say the schools need more resources and more training. And one big concern is they're worried about their ability to authenticate work produced by students in an era of all these AI tools, you know. So for example, a student could produce their concern is they could produce a project or practical work in a matter of seconds using AI tools, and the teachers have to sign off on this as being their work. So that's the backdrop to this. Now, both of the main second level unions, the ASTI and the TUI, have been in talks with the department over what's termed a support package to deliver these reforms. And the package was considerable. This package confirmed that pay increases of up to 5% were due to teachers who cooperated and implemented these changes. And there was also pledges of flexibility over what are called Croke Park hours. They are hours that teachers have to work in addition to being in the classroom. A new fast-tracked system for allowing teachers to get permanent contracts. So there was a whole bunch of supports in there. The TUI voted to support this last week by a very large margin. But then there was shock last evening.
Can I just check? Yeah. Because I'm sure there will be a cynical view that wonders, are they supports that help the implementation of the Leaving Cert reform, or are they effectively sweeteners for teachers?
There's a bit of everything in there. There's absolutely sweeteners, such as the pay increases. And then there are, to be fair, I think some genuine supports there in terms of there's pledges of additional resources for schools, for laboratories, for example. There's groups to be set up to examine issues like the AI issue, the work overload facing teachers. So there's a bit of everything in there, to be fair. And as I said, the difficulty now within the teaching profession is that you have a split with the TUI, which has voted for this, and then the ASCI, which has comprehensively rejected it last night. So this really does pose problems for the teaching profession, but also I think for the department as well in rolling out these reforms.
What does it mean for the prospect of industrial action?
So on the face of it, the ASTI has voted A, to reject this support package, but B, it has backed the potential for industrial action, if necessary, quote unquote, in the autumn. Now, is this going to actually happen? It remains to be seen, but I think that this poses a real dilemma, actually, for the ASTI, predominantly because there is this split in the union, because if they, under the Education Act and under relevant legislation, teachers have to teach the curriculum. That there is no doubt about that. Now, if they decide not to, they would be potentially forfeiting, up to about 5% of their pay. They would be on the outside of these various supports, such as fast-tracked access to permanent contracts. They would not be able to avail of new middle management posts, which would be put into schools. So there's a whole variety of issues that the ASTI could be frozen out of. And the last time we saw this happen, going back to 2017, that both unions were split again on issues relating it was the Lansdowne Road public sector pay deal then. And we saw that the ASTI didn't sign up to agreement, the TUI did, and that resulted in the ASTI losing thousands of euro for their members. And it saw a outflux of members to the TUI. So I think this does pose real dilemma for the ASTI in terms of what do you do? You know, do you just quietly get on and support this package and don't repudiate the public sector pay deal? Or in fact, do you go all out and do you embark on industrial action? So these really are questions for the ASTI that they'll have to resolve this, I think, over the coming weeks and months.
And how do the two unions compare in terms of heft?
They're similar sized, you know. They are different. So the TUI includes second level teachers, but also lecturers at third level, and the ASTI is just a second level organization, although it includes a lot of retired members as well. So I think if you break it down, it's pretty much a 50-50 split when you look at schools. But they are very different as well in their composition. So the TUI has this smaller executive, there's quite strong leadership there. So if you look at this deal, the TUI went out, they sought these sweeteners, if you like, they got them in the support package, they sold this package to their members. The ASTI, on the other hand, didn't really look for many specifics when it was in the talks with the department, and they didn't recommend to members that they either back or reject the agreement. So they weren't selling this to their members at all. So you had two very different narratives unfolding. But, you know, one of the dilemmas here is, you know, back in the old days, you had a so-called TUI school and an ASTI school. So you had members from one union, one school, and the others in the other. But now you're seeing far more dual union schools. So this is where things get really tricky, because do you have a situation where some teachers are implementing the curriculum and others are not? And some teachers are availing of pay increases and others aren't. Some are eligible for promotion to middle management posts and others aren't. This is where it gets very tricky, I think, for the ASTI. So I would think it's likely we'll see perhaps some more talks between the unions and the department. Maybe there might be a revised agreement put out, or perhaps maybe the ASTI will embark on this potential for industrial action in the autumn. I think there's a lot of road to travel between now and September.
Also a possibility, apparently, according to a text, school secretaries could be striking from late August regarding pension parity. Is that a possibility?
That's a separate issue. Yeah, so they're represented by the Forza trade union, and this is an issue exactly that the school secretaries are looking to be covered by the same pension arrangements as teachers. So that is there looming in the background. Similarly, more talks, as I understand it, are taking place between Forza and the union. So there's a real potential, but nothing's a done deal at all. At this stage, I think there's certainly potential for more talks over the summer months.
While I have you, Carl, can I ask you about you mentioned about the challenge for teachers in terms of AI. Can we go back to that broad philosophical question? Because we have a system which, whatever its failings, it has the advantage of anonymization, objectivity, and controlled performance. You get locked in a room, you deliver or you don't. At exactly the point when it is becoming desperately hard to verify work product by anybody if they have access to a computer, we're moving away from that system. Is it a mistake?
I think the fact that we are, as you said, the core fundamental structure of the Leaving Cert, it's a century old. But as we know, the way we work, the way we learn has changed fundamentally. And the skills required for students have changed as well. So I think this move towards having a greater emphasis on practical work, research projects, I think that is a good idea, you know, and it's doing what the OECD as well are telling us, and a lot of the education experts are saying, that we do need more emphasis on communication, on critical thinking, and a whole variety of skills that we need that aren't necessarily comprehended by the traditional exam. So yeah, I think we're right to broaden how we assess students, absolutely. I think the issue with these projects, which students will be doing, I think you have to kind of drill down and see, well, what exactly is this? So in quite a lot of the subjects, they are AI proof, for example. So you're going to have an oral exam in English, you know, so AI is not going to help you there in this new subject of drama and film and TV. That will involve a demonstration by a student or recording a video. So AI is not going to help you there, won't help you in PE. It's a whole lot of areas where it won't help you. There are concerns then when it comes to something like the sciences, like physics, chemistry, biology, where you do a research investigation. And yeah, that is vulnerable to AI. However, I think it's how you design the AI, or sorry, it's how you design the research project. So as I understand it, what they're talking about is you would have to produce 4 to 5 drafts of what you're doing. The teacher would need to be overseeing these individual drafts as you go along. So there are ways of designing it that help to mitigate the risk of AI. But listen, you're right. It is a threat, and that is a real concern for teachers, and it's an understandable one. But I think in designing how we assess students, there are steps you can take to kind of mitigate the risk.
Carl, thank you very much. That's Carl O'Brien, education editor of the Irish Times.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.